I was listening to Legion, or not Legion Skanks. Last podcast on the left did a thing on Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking sick.
Who they find did it?
Just members of Crips and Bloods. It ended up just being a gang war.
So P. Diddy didn't set up Biggie?
P. Diddy was running his mouth around actual Crips.
Really?
They were like, oh, for $1 million, you'll let us kill... Yeah, so like these guys were all rappers that weren't thugs. And then they got around real... They started like actually hanging out with real thugs.
I feel like that happens in the rap
and
world.
And then it just...
It's happening to Drake right now.
Spiraled out of control.
It's happening to Drake. He's all he talks about is like murder ransoms and shit. And it's like, dude,
but
chill the fuck out.
They were talking... And they did a weird thing that like movies do. Like, did you watch Notorious's movie?
Yeah, I did.
And same thing with All Eyes on Me, the Tupac movie. It's like they paint these guys as like innocent victims of a struggle that were like deep down good guys. Like we were joking about this, about how like at the end of Notorious, before he dies, he's like, they're like, yo, let's go to this party. He's like, hold on, I gotta make a few phone calls.
Yeah.
And he's like, Ma, I love you so much. And then he calls his like baby mom. He's like, I'm gonna take care of the child. I love you. Like all of a sudden he's a great guy before he dies.
Dude, even R. Did you watch Aaliyah's movie?
No.
I mean, R. Kelly was fucking like a 14-year-old, and they even put him in the movie being like, I love your daughter. And it's like, statutory rape.
Yeah.
No one cares.
But here's what really fucked me up was amongst all this fucking like Tupac was a great dude thing.
Yeah.
He killed it. He was at a concert, I guess, and like was talking to fans, and somebody started talking shit. So Tupac pulled out his gun. Dropped his gun. When one of his security guards went to pick it up, it fired and killed a six-year-old. Shot a six-year-old in the head.
That really happened?
Yes. Tupac's a sack of shit. A six-year-old got shot in the fucking head.
Because he was just
that
like,
retard had a gun.
And he had to be like, yo, fuck you.
He was like, yo, thug life, motherfucker. And he can't hold a gun, so he dropped it.
Did he shot
and
a six-year-old
boy
kid?
Got shot
How does
head.
No one know that?
I don't know. I mean, unless I got fake newsed by... Last podcast on the left. But even
I doubt
they,
it.
They
I doubt it.
Over that. They were like, eh, that happens. It's like, dude, let's stop acting like this is a good guy then.
Yeah.
A fucking six-year-old got shot in the head.
And then he just, what point of his career was this?
Early.
What?
It was.
And he just carried on?
Yeah, I think he went to jail for like a year, and then he shot
thought he raped someone.
I think he caught some charges for that. And then he got
he went to jail for a year for murdering a six-year-old.
Yeah.
Inadvertently.
Yeah. He got kid slaughter. Kid slaughter. Yeah, we're both there. We both paused and made eye contact. We're like, there's a joke here.
And then he might have raped someone.
Yeah. And then he got in a shootout with two undercover cops. He shot them.
What business did he have with them?
I don't know. I think that one he was actually innocent.
Okay.
But this was on it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the movie All Eyes on Me is like, look at this poet from the streets. It's like, look at this sack of shit. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
If I was in the middle of doing this podcast and I somehow, like, shot a kid in the head out the window, I would just be like, I can't do this. I'd have to quit. I'd have to go and live in, like, a monastery for the rest of my life.
Yeah, or kill yourself.
Yeah, I'd be fucked up.
In Bruges.
I'd be fucked up.
Those are the fucking principles.
Yeah, if you kill a little kid.
You ever see In Bruges?
Yes, all is sick. I don't remember it. There's so many movies I've seen, I couldn't tell you what the fuck they're about. What's that movie?
Snatch.
Not Snatch. It's called Falling Down. The guy freaks the fuck out in the car. Saw it. Michael Douglas is just in a car. And all I remember is he freaks the fuck out. No idea what it's about.
I think it's about just a white man getting rowdy, dude.
Is it really?
I think he's fed up with people acting like fucking dickheads. And he fucking whites out. And fuck, I think he shoots a Korean or something. I forget. That's why Gavin McGinnis dresses like that.
Yeah, Gavin McGinnis definitely
wears that guy's uniform.
Just goes ready to fucking...